to open up our time together in prayer. Heavenly Father and perfect parent, on this Father's Day, we praise you, the perfect Father, and we praise Jesus, the perfect Son. Your word says, behold, what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Such verses tell us who we are, and they provide a model relationship for which we should aspire in a broken world that's littered with parent-child relationships that often fall short. Some of us didn't purchase cards or gifts this year because our dads aren't around anymore, or because the relationship is strained, or because our dads didn't provide physical or emotional, spiritual support, or maybe because our dads were present but wounded us in some of these areas. Maybe realize this morning that it's okay to weep. It's okay to lament. It's okay to seek help in bad situations. And most of all, we can always turn to a Heavenly Father who always stands ready to be everything we need. Your Son taught us to pray, our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. This attention-correcting opening line roots our requests, both good ones and desperate ones, in the character and reputation of a supreme Father who loves and cares for his creation more than we could ever imagine. Your amazing grace extended to us through the life, death, and powerful resurrection of your Son frees us from this world's identity confusion, from death, from bitterness, from anger, from disappointments. You teach us as fathers and really as people of God to believe that mistakes truly can be erased, forgiven, and redeemed. That there's hope for every person, for the very worst situations. Thank you for putting some amazing dads in my life and in this church. Through the years, as life has gone sideways, you've blessed me with fatherly figures who have been there and continue to be there for me, for my sons, and for my brothers in Christ. They seem to show up at the right time as conduits of your image. They've enriched us greatly by modeling what it means to be men of God, by listening to us with deep concern, and by guiding us through our most painful and troubling times without ever giving up on us. These concerned comforters have also been careful correctors who have inspired us to become better and to do what's right when the right thing is the most painful thing. Some stepped in to teach my boys and brothers certain skills and character traits that I lacked, and to be eyes and ears in places I could not be. Thank you, God, for men who, like weather-worn lighthouses, stand tall and offer light by which to steer us through dark storms. Most of all, thank you for giving us your sinless Son as a reminder that there's hope for everyone, no matter what we've done or what we've experienced. As we're about to discuss this morning, the new birth is available to anyone by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, which means even the most self-glorifying person can be transformed into someone who brings glory to God and blessing to others. Abba, Father, you're a dad who doesn't disappoint, which is why we can be sure that every detail in the life of one who loves you will be leveraged for your glory and our good. As we open your word this morning, may our hearts also be open to receive it. In Christ's name, amen.